Moss. It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Here on WSB Radio, it's already 91 degrees. Can you believe that? Today, weather forecast, variable clouds, scattered showers, thunderstorms today, high 89, even though it's 91. So let's just say the high is going to be in the low 90s. Low tonight, 73, more of the same tomorrow. High, again, close to 90, humid. And that's just Atlanta in the summer. We'll get through this. We only have another month and a half. Just amazing that school starts for some kids at the end of July, and then my kids start in the beginning of August, the 4th of August. Pretty remarkable how early school starts here. But that's just Georgia. It's the only bad thing about Atlanta is the hot, 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 humid summers, and it only lasts for a couple of months. Then the rest of the year is magical. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters, the number here in the studio. And there's an awful lot to talk about and worry about in the world that we live in. And I'm here to try to help you keep it in context, because if you really just surf the web, let's say, and you went to CNBC.com or Bloomberg, which I would say Bloomberg is one of my favorite portals that seems as objective or more objective than anyone else, let's put it that way. And it really is financial news, economic news, how politics plays into economics. If you were to just go and look at CNBC and you click on a few articles, the next thing you know, you're tracked by all of these different newsletter services that are going to scare they're just going to scare you. And because there's a lot of scary information around the world. You know, we're worried about oil prices. We're worried about We can't seem to generate inflation, so there's worry that we're having at some point deflation. And then you worry about, well, wait a minute, what if wages do go up? Well, wages going up could cause a recession. When's that going to hit? We've had this low, sleepy, low volatility, low volume stock market. Well, when's that going to break? You know, markets just don't go up forever without corrections. We really haven't had one this year. We've gone an entire year without a 5% correction in market. So you have investors that, to some extent, they get lulled to sleep during periods of time like this. And you invariably, and at some point, you get woken up. So again, more than a year, more than an entire 365 days without a 5% pullback in the S&P 500. So there's a lot to worry about. And then you start clicking around on the interwebs, and you end up getting followed now because now your cookies and your activities suggest that you might care about the economy, you might care about stocks. Well, guess what? If you have a 401k, yeah, you do care. And then you get fed all the scary stuff around the world. And if that happens, it can be disconcerting. And it's hard to just block it out. You know, we're designed as human beings to actually look out for our well-being, and a giant part of today's modern world is to look out for the well-being of the money that we've saved, the economic side of the balance sheet in our life. So it's hard to ignore all the scary things that are out there, and it makes investing, it's by far the most difficult part of investing, is the emotional side of feeling comfortable with being invested and not being too aggressive, not being too conservative, because you can very simply just leave your money in cash, never worry, but then you have the anxiety that you're being left behind. And if you've done that in the last couple of years, you've missed a 200%+ S&P 500 run. The Dow's up well over 200% since the Great Recession ended. And that hurts if you've been sitting in cash and doing nothing. And then you start to say, well, wait a minute, what do I do now? How do I get back invested? Do I get invested today now that the market's hitting these all-time highs? And that's a tougher question. That's a more difficult economic problem and investing problem to solve. The answer, in my opinion, goes back to balance and income. Income comes from three places: dividends. They come from various stocks. Whether they're companies that are going to be doing repatriation when taxes change or not, or these are high-yielding companies like the telecom companies and the utility companies and the MLPs, the pipeline companies that pay in the 3.5% to 5.5% or 6% annual dividend yields. That's a big part of the answer to striking some sort of balance that's not overly conservative or not overly aggressive to get to the point where, yes, when we do have a correction, what happens? Especially if you're getting close to retirement, most families really should not have full exposure to the stock market. So there's this balance of dividends, and then we get interest from various bonds. Well, what about those bonds? Aren't interest rates going up? Well, the answer should be yes. As the Fed ratchets rates up, there's another Federal Reserve meeting this week on Wednesday. What are they going to do? Well, they probably will stay put here for this particular meeting, but then raise in September. At least that's what the market expectations are. And then what does that do to your fixed income or your bonds that pay interest? And then we've got the pipeline companies and REITs and these closed-end funds, and they pay out distribution. So I just named three separate ideas that come together as cash flow. Dividends and interest and distributions, they equal a cash flow. You're going to have a portfolio, some sort of yield that is somewhat separated or independent of market action. So if you have a cash flow, that's independent. You get a dividend from Home Depot or a dividend from Apple or Microsoft or Southern Company. That should not depend on the fluctuation of the stock price. In certain cases, if there are extreme fluctuations, that means there's probably something wrong with the company, then maybe they can't pay dividends. But for a healthy company, stock prices can go up and down by 20 and 30%, and the dividend still doesn't change. The amount they pay out in cash flow still doesn't change. So that's the comforting piece of having an overall income-oriented strategy. And you want to get that income from a lot of different places, not just one tributary running into a giant stream of income, but multiple tributaries that all combine to create a new paycheck once you get into retirement and you stop working for a living. So your questions today here in the studio, I welcome. Phone lines open, the number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. So if you have questions about your own finances and a question that might go back to real estate or a 401k or a 403b or a pension that might be coming, or you have to make a decision on that, then that's what we're here for. That's what we're here to do. And we love helping set you on the right track and maybe give you another way to think about a problem that you're experiencing so that you can really make the best decision or the right decision. You're looking at it from all the right angles. We can't solve all the world's problems and your particular financial situation perfectly on the radio. And of course we can't do that, but we can open your eyes to looking at the problem in another way. And so that you can make the most informed decision if you're at a crossroads or a fork in the road. And it might have to do with education for the kids, might have to be dealing with your aging parents. It might be having to do with your kids that you're also paying for. And even though they're adult kids, I've done another full happy versus unhappy retiree research study as I'm working on updating You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, the book, Five Money Secrets of the Happiest Retirees. I found that 39%, so let's call almost 40% of adults that are in retirement or retirement age are still paying something every single month for their kids. There are still 4 out of 10 of you that are in retirement age and your kids are grown up. They're in their mid-20s. They might be in their mid-30s. You're still helping them. You're still helping the family. That's very normal in the world that we live in today. It's the same issue we had last week. We had callers about education. Education's gone up at 7, 8, 9% per year price inflation. Your summer job today you make about the same that my summer job 25 years ago. You know, you're still a college student, want to make a couple grand in the summer. That's what we wanted to do 25 years ago. Hey, I make a couple grand this summer so I can pay for college. Well, the problem is that when I went to college, it was a big deal that on the in-state tuition side, now I wasn't in-state at the University of North Carolina, but I remember the folks that were from North Carolina, it was a big deal once the per semester tuition got to $1,000. It got to. So it was still in the hundreds. Where does that happen anymore? Nowhere. Well, there are a few places. But the tuition is measured now in not just the thousands, but in many cases, the tens of thousands. And your kids are still making a couple grand in the summer if they're working. And that's the same thing when it comes to retirement and life. And these are the things that we try to solve for. So, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We'll get to the phones here. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WS-TALK for our listeners in Texas and California, Seattle, Denver, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and of course here, North Carolina and Georgia. And we'll do that. So why don't we do this? We're going to run to a quick break, then we'll come back. We'll go to the phones. I want to, again, remind all of our listeners that starting Thursday, 5 a.m. with Scott Slade, Atlanta Morning News, it's the 17th annual WSB Carathon. Starts this Thursday morning. I'll be here bright and early, 5 a.m. on Thursday morning. Clark Howard, Eric Von Hessler, Scott Slade, Herman, Neil Bortz will be back to help with this. Of course, Mark Arum, all of us here at WSB Radio, and you to help raise money for Georgia's best charity, and that's Curing Childhood Cancer. And we ask for your donations. We'll start this Thursday for the Aflac Cancer Center at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. I can't wait for you to help, and we'll be back with more Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning, right to the phones here. Dave joins us from Gainesville. Dave, good morning. What's going on? How can I help?
Morning, Wes. Hey, I've been really intrigued by listening the last several weeks about this whole income investing. And I want to ask you, I have the majority of my retirement funds in a 401k. I'm 2-3 years max away from hanging it up. And right now I've got those funds in their age index, different funds that they offer. We're locked into T. Rowe Price for our 401k. I'm wondering if you can recommend or know of any T. Rowe Price vehicles that fit into the strategy you keep describing, because it really seems to make sense.
Well, so a couple of thoughts. One, T. Rowe Price is one of my favorite mutual fund families. They have lots to choose from. They've got really low expenses, and their funds have been judiciously managed for a long time. So it's a good group to be picking from. The one thing, and this is not just T. Rowe Price, but Vanguard is, I think, guilty of it a little bit too. The target date funds that they have are very high in international. It doesn't mean that you don't want to use them, but I think that if you pull up the T. Rowe Price 2020 target date fund, it's going to have something like 20% international equities and another 10% in international bonds. You've got close to 30, more than 30% outside of the United States. I think that's pretty heavy, especially getting closer to retirement. So not that particular fund is bad, but then what you would do is you would use a fund like T. Rowe Price Blue Chip Growth Fund. And these, again, are big dividend-paying type companies, and they're U.S. for the most part. So then you can supplement that so that you aren't quite as heavy international. So you might not have, you don't use 100% in what is typically a one-stop shop solution, which would be the balance or target fund you've been using, but you use that plus some of these other funds. So Blue Chip Growth is one that I'd take a really good look at. That's a fund that is actually a really solid mutual fund with T. Rowe Price.
And that's on our list.
It is, okay. All right. And then you probably have access to the Balanced fund that does something similar. And then again, I think around that, just supplement so that you can control your own exposure to these other areas. Like, I don't think you want 30%+ headed into retirement in just international. I think it's heavy.
Absolutely not. And it's the same in the 2025 and 2015 fund.
It is. I looked at that a couple of months ago when we were worried about international, maybe a year ago. I remember we were really looking at these funds. So just know that you can supplement using these other funds to make sure you've got what limit the amount of international you have going into retirement. You've got a really good set of funds, like we talked about several of these to choose from. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. Find me and the Money Matters team, WesMoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Our articles under the Money tab. More Money Matters straight ahead.
Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here at WSB Radio. Variable clouds shattered my hopes forever doing the weather. Scattered showers. Thunderstorms today, high 89, 90, you name it. Low tonight of 73, more of the same tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. High 87, low 72. Weather brought to you by Shoemate. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning to take your calls and your questions. I want to talk about, let's see if we can talk about yield at cost, which is a really powerful lesson in dividend-oriented investing. We've talked about it, but it's been more than a half a year since we discussed this topic, and I want to get back to it, have an update for you. And then this Trump tax tour tsunami that I believe will be coming. I think it's important for that agenda, for the Trump agenda. And of course, your calls and questions. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Why don't we start with a call? We'll go to Richard, who joins us from Marietta. Richard, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's going on? How can I help?
Yes, sir. My question is, I want to move over to precious metals. And, of course, we have paper, and we have storage, and then we have the option to bring it home. And I'm looking for the pros and cons on that. I'd like to move 20% over, which would be about $100,000.
So you've got plenty of precious metals, and I would suspect, so is this mostly, probably this is a gold or various precious metals?
It'd be gold and silver in that form.
Got it.
If I brought it home, it'd be gold and silver. I wouldn't bring titanium and the other stuff home, but
well,
that's what I was looking at.
Yeah, so I mean, and you own this really from an investment perspective, or is this just your safe insurance type money?
No, I actually have a 401k now. I'm moving some out of the 401k, which is company, and I'm going to move over into another market. And when I move over to another market, I have been seeing these advertisements about such and such company says, you know, buy gold. This company says, here, buy precious gold and keep it at home. And of course, I know about the paper aspect where you can buy stock in gold. And I'm just looking for the pros and cons. I can't, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, so it's interesting. There has gotten to around the world, we've gotten to a point where, not just with precious metals, but if you go back to, let's think about Europe for a second. Let's go back 6 months to 12 months ago, where we had hundreds of billions of dollars, or actually, I think we got to over a trillion dollars around the world that was sitting in bank accounts, not home, but bank accounts that were at negative interest, Richard. So there became, and this was in Japan, and this was in Europe, and families were starting to say, well, why don't I just take my cash out of the bank and put it in a safe so that I'm not getting reverse interest on it to some extent, right? So we have negative interest rates where banks are charging you to have your money sitting in a bank account for the safety of getting most of it back after a term. And there became a big movement, as you can imagine. Well, why don't I just take my money and put it in a safe where I don't get charged? Now, granted, you've got to buy a safe. That's not inexpensive, by the way. So if you want a legitimate safe that can hold hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's to some extent you've got a couple thousand dollars in cost to have something really legitimate. Of course, you can spend whatever you want. Have you already have that in place, by the way, I would suspect?
No.
You don't? Okay, well, I think that's the downside to it, is that you always have to think about having and protecting money that is effectively at your place of residence or wherever you want to put it. There are new worries that come with that. So I think if you've got a real amount of money, $100,000, $500,000, $1 million, and it's literally in your own safe, I think that in itself has that comes with real concern. So that to me, on from a precious metal standpoint, that would be my biggest worry. I think you may be better off looking at, again, I look at using banks right now. I think that if it's unsafe or unstable to go to a bank, Richard, if it gets that bad in the world that we live in, I think it's even worse if you're protecting your own safe with your own money in the basement. And that's my call. So I think the drawback here is that if you get to the point where we really need your own safe, I think the world's so unstable and so scary that you're inviting even more trouble into the equation. 404-872-0750. Ryan Neely, where are we headed next year? We've got calls on hold. We're headed to Kennesaw. Greg joins us on the line from Kennesaw. Greg, good morning. What's going on? How can I help?
Morning, Wes. I appreciate you taking my call. I just had a general question. It's not really specific about any one area or sector, but I keep seeing on different websites and getting emails about people that say that there's a correction that's imminent. You know, we've been in a bull market for quite a while now, and I keep seeing these messages, get your money out of the stock market by Monday and the correction's imminent. I just wanted to get your opinion on that and see what you think.
Well, to some extent, they're right, Greg, because there's always a correction out, around the corner. And so these newsletters and these scare tactics, they're not wrong. They just don't have any sort of timing mechanism or crystal ball that's any better than yours or mine.
Right.
And the fact that somebody would say, you know, look, by the end of the week or by Monday, this event's going to happen, and that's when things are going to crash. The newsletter business is a pretty interesting one, where the business model is pretty simple. They can continue to say the same thing over and over and over again, and eventually they're right.
Yes.
They're right. So they're not timing the market. They're saying the same thing. And then as soon as there is a correction, they say, well, we warned you last Thursday that this Wednesday there was going to be a correction. And look, there was. And then they start to draw you in. They say, look how we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is just a big network of, I hate to say these things are scams, because they do have research. They do have smart people that work on these teams. And so I don't want to call them scams, Greg. But whenever you have somebody or some newsletter or some company or an organization or newsletter company telling you that X is going to happen on X date, there's no accountability for them. No accountability whatsoever, because they continue on, and then the last newsletter is gone and they publish something new. And eventually, when they're right, they get you to sign up for a newsletter, $100 a month, paying $1,200 a year for what in real life is just a lot of times just gibberish. So,
show every week, and I've never heard you say, you know, there, all the signs are pointing to an imminent correction. I mean, I know that it's coming. It's going to happen. It's cyclical, and it's going to happen sooner or later. But
you got to remember too, Greg, here's the problem with saying that, is that at any given point, so the markets have these tremendous tides, and meaning that the tide is an unshakable force that comes in and comes out every day. And that tide is the underlying economy and what companies earn. And that tide right now is very strong to the upside. But what is also difficult to forecast in markets is the layer of emotion that creates, if you think about a cappuccino, you've got your coffee, right? And then you've got this giant layer, or let's call it a latte, of foamy milk. And that foamy milk is our emotion. And in any given day, markets, just through how we're feeling as an economy and a country, be 10, 15, 20% overvalued from what companies are really worth. Or when we're feeling nervous and scared and the pendulum is towards fear, we can be down 10, 15, 20%, again, all through emotion. So it's a remarkable entity, this $17, $18 trillion stock market, or $20 trillion stock market, that has a 40%, I just gave you 40% swing here, Greg.
Right.
20% over because of emotion. We could be 20% under valued because of emotion. So we've got to understand that in that pendulum of fear and greed and a human emotion, what really matters is the fundamental layer of how companies are doing. And that's what I try to bring to you, to our listeners here on Sundays, is an objective view of, hey, here's how the economy is doing going. There are hundreds of economic data points. There's probably 3 or 4 dozen that really matter. It's a symphony of data, not a single point. And then you've got collectively how are companies doing. The S&P 500, that's what matters, earnings. We've 97 have reported already this season. We're going to get another over almost 200 this coming week. And if, as long as earnings are growing, then the underlying tide of the market is relatively strong. If things get really nerve-wracking and I feel like we're going into another 2007 Great Recession, world's going to fall apart, believe me, I'll bring it to you here. But it's not going to be that, oh, on Monday, I think we're going to crash by 20%, because nobody knows that. And you've got to look at these markets as longer-term fundamental marathons, that you're in the race and you want to stay on course as long as you possibly can through rain and shine, and you don't get off the course, and you don't take a rest unless you think something really, really bad is going to happen. And if that comes up, believe me, I'll be the first to share it here. But for the meantime, we're in an economy that's chugging along, earnings are doing well. Doesn't mean that our human emotions can't change and we could go down by 10 or 15% at the drop of a hat. But just because we drop by 10 or 15% doesn't mean the market's broken. It might need a rest. It may need a pause. It may need a refresh. Right. But fundamentally, the best investors that have made the most amount of money have figured out a way to stay invested in some shape or form. And it's not going to be the same for everybody. We all have our own different risk parameters and our own asset allocation that really matters. But as long as we can stick to that fundamentally and feel comfortable, that's what will have you win the race. And that I think is an important call by Greg, and I appreciate your time and your call and listening to the show. We've got a quick prize pack. Ryan Ely.
The WSB Weekend Prize Pack is a pair of tickets to see Matchbox 20 and Counting Crows on August 13th at Lakewood Amphitheater, produced by Live Nation. This week's prize pack goes to lucky number 11.
Prize line, 404-741-0750. You're listening to Money Matters. To find me and the Money Matters team, or to ask a question throughout the week, it's easy to do so. We get back to you within 48 hours. We're happy to help point you in the right direction, give you some perspective on an economic or investment question that you might be faced with. You can go to my website, wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Contact button, upper right-hand corner. Those emails come straight to me and Ryan Ely, and we will get back to you. And more Money Matters right here on WSB Radio, straight ahead.
Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. So many good calls, questions today. Thank you for being with us here. Let's do quick news weather, or actually, let's do quick weather with Luke Moss. Luke, you're up, buddy.
Variable clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 89, a low tonight of 73, more of the same tomorrow, high of 87 and low of 72.
Hey, Luke, thanks, man. Appreciate it. You're welcome. Okay. So, good morning. Remember, what's coming up this week? It's Thursday, and I'm going to be here at 5 in the morning, which, to me, that's early, and that's a big deal. Scott Slay does it every morning. Jay Black, Mark Bouquet, those guys are up so early on a normal day, 3:30 in the morning. 3 o'clock, 2:30. I can't even believe they do it. And I thank them for doing it, because there's nobody better in the business. But starting this Thursday, this is where you come in as a listener. It's the 17th annual WSB Carathon. It starts on Thursday morning, bright and early. So join us. Clark, Eric Von Hessler, Scott Slade, Herman Cain, Neil Bortz, and the whole crew is here along with you to raise money for curing kids' cancer. It's the best charity in Georgia. And it's your donations for the Aflac Cancer Center, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, that make all of it possible. And thanks to you, we have raised, WSB and you've donated so much money, millions and millions of dollars to this cause, to take care of local Georgia kids that are stricken with cancer. One of the most enormously difficult things any family could ever face. And your dollars go right to research, which has been tremendous in increasing survival rates for these kids over many, many years, over the better part of the last two decades. So please join me and all of WSB starting this Thursday as well. If you'd like to find me and the Money Matters team, it's easy to do so online at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. If you miss radio shows, there's a radio tab. If you listen on iTunes, please leave a review, by the way. I forget to ask that. Please leave a review if you listen to it on a podcast or iTunes. That's super helpful, and we need to remind folks to do that. If you've read the book or listened to the show, please leave a review on iTunes. Otherwise, our articles are up under the Money tab on wesmoss.com. Have a wonderful, beautiful rest of the weekend.